Well, the situation in Egypt is quite serious. However, we also have to put in perspective that foot and mouth disease viruses have been circulating in Egypt for at least several decades. What is dangerous at this time is that we have some exotic foot and mouth disease viruses that have entered the country. So vaccines that were used in the past are not effective for this type of foot and mouth disease.
When you say it has been brought into the country, is it clear where it came from?
We're not 100% sure, but by doing genetic analysis, which is ongoing at this moment, we will possibly be able to identify in large geographical swaths where it may have originated from.
And how many animals have been affected?
That we know of, and we anticipate that this is really under-reporting. We at least know over 45,000 cases with about 10% mortality. That means around 4,500 deaths because of foot and mouth disease. And foot and mouth disease is known to usually not cause deaths in older animals, but the young animals, the calves or the lambs, they can die due to cardiac failure.
Is the disease only to be found in cows, or is it affecting all domesticated animals?
One of the difficulties about tackling foot and mouth disease is that it affects multiple species. Cows, buffalo, sheep, goats, even pigs. Numerous wildlife as well can also be affected and die from foot and mouth disease. So often it makes control efforts that much more difficult.
You did say there's a problem in controlling this particular outbreak. Does it mean that vaccines are in short supply?
Yes, vaccines are in short supply, but also the ability of the veterinary authorities to halt animal movement or to control the sale of animals and marketplaces is difficult. And that's where the whole of society, in an emergency such as this, has to come and help out, whether it's the armed forces, the military, veterinary faculties, private practitioners. And very much important are the people that are transporting animals, or the marketeers, the middlemen, or the markets themselves, because that's where animals are congregating and then diffusing to other governorates of Egypt, and therefore disease spread.
This being a new virus, is there a threat of the disease getting out of hand and spreading across the borders?
That is something that we fear, and we are, through our early warning system, we are alerting other countries in the region that this is the situation that the FAO has seen, and we would hope that border controls are tightened and that the veterinary services of the different countries in the region should be in high alert.
What precautionary measures is FAO recommending to deal with this outbreak?
A much improved border control, rapid detection, try to identify where could a vaccine be purchased or imported. We are making contacts at the global level to see if we could get donations of this type of vaccine, or can we find funds to be able to purchase the vaccine.
What about in terms of handling the animals, those who are in close contact with the animals, consumption of products from the animals? What precautions are you advising?
What we were trying to do is, with the authorities, is to try to limit the amount of movement of animals that are either affected or at risk. If the animals that are affected, we want to give them the primary care that they deserve. Animals that die or that are slaughtered that are affected, we believe that although foot and mouth disease virus does not affect human health directly, an animal that is sick for any reason, a different disease, bad nutrition, is not fit to enter into the human food chain and therefore should not be slaughtered and sold on the market. Animals that are sick have often a fever, and because of that fever, that meat or milk is not wholesome and should not enter the food chain.